You are listening to Beefcake's Bootcamp, the last stop before deploying to the front lines in the fight against white genocide. Do not tailgate. This is one thing that Bob dislikes more than anything else. Coach Bob will throw the muddy boot at you if he catches you doing this one thing, probably more than anything else, because it's the one thing that allows the anti-white, who you are actively engaging with in front of an audience, to control the conversation if you do it. And that is tailgating. Tailgating is following around your opponent and letting them control the battle. Tailgating is one of the biggest mistakes that new people do when they join the swarm. You know, they will be in a, say, message board or a comment section somewhere, and somebody accuses them of being an evil racist Nazi who wants to kill 6 million Jews, and then says, what do you think about black people, for example? And the pro-white, the new bugser, the new guy in the swarm, will start talking about black people and defending how he feels about black people. Now, what just happened? You're not talking about white genocide anymore, are you? No, now you're talking about what you don't like about black people. And now you are vindicating every single thing that the anti-white just said about you, because in front of that audience, now you just look like a guy who hates black people. And everything you said before, they just dismissed. They just dismissed white genocide because they assume that everyone talking about white genocide is just somebody who doesn't like black people. Okay, tailgating is getting off topic, giving the anti-white something to say to vilify you, to make you sound bad, to take the moral high ground away from you in front of that audience, keep that white titan asleep, keep it from doing anything to end white genocide because you decided to let the anti-white control the flow of the conversation. You're talking about what the anti-white wants to talk about now. Okay? You're talking about the fact you wouldn't want your daughter marrying a black guy if they ask you if you'd be okay with that. Okay? One of the traps for tailgating is answering the questions of the anti-white, because they're going to ask you an off-the-wall question all the time. They will try this. They'll say, what do you think about the Holocaust? Okay? And if you try going into historical revisionism, talking about how the Holocaust has been exaggerated, and how, you know, in the 1950s it was well known that there were only a few hundred thousand people died in concentration camps, and most of them actually died of disease, and they weren't actually out executing people, and it's impossible for them to have killed 6 million people. Now, the anti-white can frame you as a Holocaust denier, which is something that most whites who are sleeping, those ones you're trying to wake up, they've been brainwashed to dismiss you as soon as you start saying this stuff. And when they dismiss you, they stop listening to you because they just assume you're a bad guy. Okay? We're not going to let the anti-white take anything and make us look like a bad guy in front of that audience. And the best way to do that to yourself, to stick your foot in your mouth, is to tailgate. Tailgating is letting the anti-white control the flow of the conversation. It's answering the anti-white's questions, and it's getting off topic and off the subject. What are we here to talk about? We are here to keep the subject on white genocide. I say that again. We are here to keep the subject on white genocide and to show that the anti-white is supporting white genocide, either by saying we shouldn't be allowed to do anything about white genocide, or by pointing out that they're calling us names when we want to talk about white genocide. We point out the double standard. Nobody's flooding every single Asian country with non-Asians and trying to blend Asians out of existence via assimilation, and then calling them names if they're opposed to it. Would you call an Asian person names if they were opposed to their own genocide? Okay, and again, we want to bring that concept back. We want to grab it and pull it back towards white genocide. We are controlling the flow of the conversation. That's something very, very important for you to remember. Do not tailgate. Do not get into a subject where you happen to be defending your stance on something. We're not on the defensive. We are on the offense. We are exposing the anti-whites as the morally bankrupt genocidal maniacs they are. So again, do not allow our enemies to control the flow of the conversation. That allows them to control the message. Tailgating is allowing them to take you off subject because they desperately don't want to talk about white genocide. And why don't anti-whites want to talk about white genocide? Why is the concept of white genocide so uncomfortable for them? Because it's the one thing that wakes up sleeping whites. It's the one thing that exposes the flaw in all of their arguments, that makes a point about everything they're trying to say leads to a future without white people existing. When they try saying they love the human race and there's only one race, you don't have to start trying to explain to them how there's real genetic information and there's a whole lot more new things have come out scientifically now, and now it's provable which race you are, and there's all these websites you can go to show you what haplogroup your family is from, or if you're mixed race, show you the different races your race is made out of. You know, this is wonderful, true information, guys, but if you start trying to prove to the anti-white that races actually exist, you're tailgating. You're allowing them to get you into the subject of trying to prove the races are real. And again, when you go in there and you start talking about, the races are really real and there's real genetic information that shows they're really real, it just allows them to start calling you a Nazi. Well, the Nazis had theories on the racial differences too, and with you talking about all these racial differences and so-called facts, it really makes you sound like a Nazi now. And now you're trying to defend yourself against being called a Nazi. Now you're on the defensive. And everyone just dismissed all that wonderful information you gave showing that race is real and it really does exist. Basically, you just followed them into a conversation where you're trying to justify your right to exist. You're trying to prove our race exists in order to prove that it has a right to exist. Okay? That's what happens when you tailgate. You sounded stupid in front of the audience. They didn't realize you sounded stupid. They just think you have no point at all. They're going to agree with the anti-white that you don't have a right to exist, because here you are trying to defend the existence of your race. You're trying to prove to them race exists. That's a big pitfall in tailgating, but there's lots of different subjects. That's just one of many examples. You'll start noticing it when people try getting you off topic. The way you handle it when somebody tries telling you that race doesn't exist, for example, we're all one race. Haven't you ever heard we're all one race? We're the human race. We all bleed red. You say the reason you're saying race doesn't exist is because you're trying to say genocide is impossible. You're saying genocide is impossible. And you can go into the double standard and even point them out as a genocidal maniac. You can say all criminals try to deny what they're doing is a crime. Okay, you can point out the double standard, and you can say nobody's flooding every single black country with non-blacks, trying to force assimilate them out of existence, trying to interblend their gene pool until there are no more black people ever going to be born again, and then trying to tell them it doesn't matter because their race is a social construct and does not in fact exist. What you're trying to say is that white people don't have a right to exist. You're trying to say genocide is impossible because my race doesn't exist. You're trying to say we don't have a right to exist because we don't exist anyway. Why do you deny my race exists? Why do you say my race doesn't have a right to exist? And you can even ask them questions that keep things on the subject. You can say, what did white people do to lose our right to exist? You can say, do you think black people don't have a right to exist? You know, you're basically keeping them on the concept of genocide, and that what they're saying is genocide's impossible. Genocide, genocide, genocide. You are going to keep pulling that conversation back to white genocide when they try getting away from it. Remember, trying to nail down the anti-white is like trying to nail down silly putty, but don't chase the silly putty all over the place into other subjects, because when you're chasing it into other subjects, you're tailgating. Okay, here's another example of tailgating. In fact, it's the worst tailgating I've ever seen. I've never been more embarrassed for the swarm than whoever was tailgating in this way. Okay, there was somebody, and it was a swarm member, because I saw this in multiple places, who got frustrated when somebody tried justifying genocide of white people by saying the reason that we're going to go extinct is that White women love black men so much because of how big black men's dicks are. He got the subject onto penises. Onto wieners. That's where the subject went. Onto wieners. And what did our Bugser do? Well, instead of doing what he should have done, he starts talking about how big his dick is. He starts talking about his wide white cock, his WWC, is what he typed in caps. And how much his girlfriend enjoys his WWC. And how white men really do have big penises. Guess what, dummy? You just let the anti-white take the conversation off of white genocide when you started talking about your wiener. You see why that's so embarrassing? I ripped my hair out. I got bald chunks on my head because of how frustrated I was reading these comments. We're supposed to be smearing their face in white genocide, guys, not talking about your penis. I use this example because it jumps out at you. You realize how stupid it is to follow the anti-white around. We will throw the boot at you, the muddy old boot. I'm going to dip that muddy old boot in broken glass before I throw it at you if I catch you talking about your penis when you should be talking about white genocide. What they should have said to him is, would you justify genocide of Asians by talking about their penises? Would you justify a situation where all Asian countries and only Asian countries have been stripped of their right to be exclusive for Asians, flooded with non-Asians, force integrated, and told that the solution to their race problems is for them to all intermarry and interbreed and assimilate till there are no Asian people left? Would you justify this genocide of Asians due to their penises? Or do you only justify genocide of my race? That's what you do, because again, we're smearing their face in it. We're showing how, because whatever they're going to use to justify genocide, we're going to point out they're justifying genocide. If they want to justify genocide due to the Holocaust or slavery, the poor black people, slavery, you guys committed slavery. The chickens have come home to roost and you deserve genocide because of what you did to the poor black people by putting them on plantations. That's why you deserve genocide. There was the KKK and they were torturing people and burning people. That's why white people lost their right to exist. Okay, there's all sorts of things that they're going to try to do to justify genocide. Do not go into detail about how slavery was really not what most people think it was, and how it was black people selling the black slaves to white people, or that the white people buying the slaves were in fact Jews who were selling the slaves, or white people were the only ones to end slavery. Because when you're doing that, what you're actually doing is tailgating. Okay? If you want to talk about the Holocaust, the only thing to say about the Holocaust that's related to the mantra, and then quickly get back to the subject, get back to white genocide, guys. But the one thing Bob did give us, he did lay us a golden egg to use for Holocaust stuff and say, isn't it messed up that in many countries it's illegal to question any aspect of the Holocaust? I mean, historically, any time that anyone goes to jail for questioning something, there's always something that's been very, very wrong with whatever they're not allowed to question. And you just point that out because you're not questioning the Holocaust per se. You're not denying it. You're just pointing out that there's got to be something messed up if it's illegal to question it in many countries in Europe. But then get back to white genocide and say, and by the way, the Holocaust does not justify the genocide of my race. You're justifying genocide. Why do you hate white people so much? Why do you hate white children so much you want to see them exterminated? We are going to smear their face in the fact that they are genocidal maniacs in front of the audience. We expose them as genocidal maniacs, and we make a point about any argument they make that's anti-white is supporting white genocide. I do not want to hear you talking about slavery. I do not want to see you talking about the Holocaust. I don't want to see you talking about black crime stats. I don't want to see you justifying our right to exist. I don't want to see you out there trying to prove race exists with stats and figures and information. I don't want to see you talking about your penis. Okay? I want to see you out there rubbing the anti-whites face in the fact that they're supporting genocide. Keep it to what's in the mantra. Okay? If historical revisionism is not in the mantra, then we're not going to talk about historical revisionism. I want you to make that anti-white justify to you why white people should be exterminated, and then I want you to point out that they're justifying genocide in front of the audience. Okay, so do not tailgate. Do not feel obligated to answer all their questions. That's a subject I'm going to get into next, is we ask the questions. We make them answer our questions. We don't jump through all their hoops. We do not follow them around, and we do not let them control the flow of the conversation. We keep bringing it back to genocide. We point out how the double standard, the internal contradiction in anything they say. Okay, if it's not just name calling, if they want to try talking about anything else that they normally accuse evil racist Nazis who want to kill 6 million Jews of, okay, we just keep bringing that subject back to genocide. We point out that if there were a genocide being done to Asians in all Asian countries due to forced non-Asian immigration and integration, what we are going to do is we are going to point out the double standard, and we're going to ask if the same situation for whatever they're talking about was being applied to Asians in only Asian countries, and they were being forced blended out of existence, there was an ongoing program of genocide against Asians, would you ask them the same question? We keep it on that genocide. Keep it to what's in the mantra, okay? You can point, if they try saying, yes, all the race problems will be over when we're all blended together, well, then you point out it's only being done in white countries. It only gets rid of us. This is a systematic targeting. This is a specific targeting of our race. This is a clear and consistent targeting. Don't let them squirm away from it, guys, and do not let them drag you around. When you let them drag you around, you are tailgating. Do not tailgate. We throw muddy boots at each other when we catch you tailgating. Don't let the anti-white drag you into another subject. You keep the subject on white genocide. That's where it's at. The only cardinal sin is to not bring up genocide. You point that out to them. You point out how they claim to be anti-racist, what they are is anti-white. Okay? Keep it to what's in the mantra. When you start getting off of what's in the mantra, you're tailgating. Okay? The mantra isn't just a repeater. I mean, use it as a repeater, but it's not just that. There's some actual, there's some very good points that it makes. Keep it to what's in there. Don't get off subject. When you follow the anti-white off subject, you're tailgating. I know I'm repeating myself here a lot, but you're going to hear this a lot if you continue to tailgate. Do not tailgate. All right, platoon, that's it for today's lesson. I want you to go drop the mantra 50 times and report back.